We're going to turn now to sports here on KNKX, and people who live near Seattle Center and sports fans throughout the region may be wondering what happens next now that Mayor Ed Murray has selected a proposal for the renovation of Key Arena. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel told 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick the arena saga is far from over.
Art, what does this week's development mean for this project?
Well, it's a step in the process, as there have been many steps before and there are many steps yet to go. I think what happened Wednesday was Mayor Murray and the winning bidder, the Oakview Group, and its CEO, Tim Leiwicki, wanted to make this thing seem bigger and more done than it actually is. In fact, what happens here now is that Murray's recommendation on the winning bid goes to the city council. And the city council will negotiate with Oakview Group and Leiwicki on the terms and conditions of an eventual agreement. The problem is that the rival bidder, Seattle Partners, dropped out of this, saying that they were not treated fairly in the process, there was no transparency, and they were suspicious of Leiwicki's financial package. So it was in light of that controversy that the city of Seattle was very excited to get at least this step done. But they tried to make it seem bigger than it was because it's only a step.
So speaking of that, there is another arena proposal in play. And you were on a panel Wednesday night for Civic Cocktail on Seattle Channel where Soto Arena developer Chris Hansen spoke. What did he have to say?
Well, Hansen was resolute. He was not lamenting his situation. He will continue to advocate for his arena, he says. We've got the best site in Soto, which is an industrial area and a stadium area and not a residential area as Seattle Center is. And he also thinks he's got a better offering because there is no third-party operation in Hansen's plan. Oakview Group is a third party in the Key Arena proposal, meaning that there will be pro sports teams and the city will own the building and the grounds and hire Oakview to manage. And that doesn't sit well with a lot of pro sports teams. He thinks that he's still in the game because nothing has been decided yet.
And speaking of nothing being decided, the city council still has to have a vote on whether to vacate a street that Hansen needs to make his project go
right
forward.
He will get, I think, a hearing in September in which he will pitch a revised proposal, which has no public money in it and fewer tax givebacks than the Leiwicki proposal. So Hansen is out there serving as a counterpoint if things get out of hand in the negotiations with Leiwicki.
So Hansen claims he has the better deal for pro sports teams and fans, but Leiwicki introduced this week two big hockey fans with even bigger wallets to help make his project even more palatable.
Right. He is partnering with Jerry Bruckheimer, the mastermind behind the Pirates of the Caribbean series and many, many other big blockbuster action films, and a billionaire investment banker by the name of David Bonderman, who's a part owner of the Boston Celtics and a University of Washington grad. But the ownership of an NHL team is at least 4 years away. Again, they tried to make this portion of the ongoing saga bigger than it is by including hockey.
Well, Mayor Murray is not running for re-election, and it seems that he's trying to get this Key Arena project up and running quickly.
The upshot is that he's looking for success, and there's nothing that speaks to success of a politician like a big, shiny building. And this is going to be Mayor Murray's tribute to his tenure, as if he can get behind this building. He doesn't know sports. He is not a big sports fan, but he knows a golden goose when he sees it. It remains to be seen whether the city council agrees.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.